Yes, we thank everybody for coming and being part of this study. We're looking at different things from many perspectives of life. So, let us begin. The first one we're looking at is the, it's called an obesity chart. In essence, what it is, it talks about how things interact with each other in society, in this society, as it relates to obesity of the highest order. Obesity is an epidemic which brings high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart attacks, strokes, you know, it's just, you know, a myriad of issues. And everyone winds up being, I guess you could say, affected by it in this society, according to our standard American diet, the SAD diet, SAD lifetime, lifestyle. Okay. In this particular chart, it all revolves around food and exercise, or the nine laws of health, as you might think of it. So each box, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 boxes. The darker the lining around the box, the greater is its proportion to affecting your body, which affects your mind, which affects disease and all of those things. So we have here the biggest box is physiological, okay? And what feeds the physiological into your body, in your body makeup, you have the first thing, or a few things, is your food consumption. As we can see, that's one of the big boxes. But what feeds the food consumption is the food production. So you can take MSG, and it's in a lot of the foods, and it's tricked. And the MSG's job is to make you addicted to the food, so that you keep eating it, and it tricks your mind such that your mind triggers that you're not full because you're not really getting the nutrients and the minerals that you need. So since you're not getting the minerals and nutrients that you need, and your body only lives off of the nutrients and minerals of the cellular food. That's it. Your body don't live off of nothing else. Doesn't live off of fat. Doesn't live off of protein, doesn't live off all of these things that people be saying. That's all it lives off, is the energy cell food. So if your food does not have energy, voltage, we might call it, which is proportional to the oxygen level of your food. So the more raw food you eat, the more oxygen, obviously. The more cooked food you eat, the less oxygen you get. But if it's vegetables and fruits, and herbs, you're still getting what we call some of the minerals and nutrients and some of the voltage. So what are we? We are nothing but portable electronic devices. We are electrical beings that work on electromagnetic field. Nothing more. All this biochemical stuff that these guys be playing and running games on in medical world, and it's all a joke. Matter of fact, it's not a joke. They said it's a practice. So we're still, you know, after 100 years, 300, we're still practicing on you guys. We haven't figured out how to do it yet. Is that a new person in? Or did somebody drop?
Somebody dropped.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, so with this, knowing this, then if the food that we consume is nothing but supposed to be energy food, cellular food to build the cells or to smother the cell. We have two different group of organization, group of the word I'm trying to look for is, I'm not sure what that word is. Entities. I'll use that. That'll be sufficient for the moment. One group of entities is you eat the food that was given to you from the Creator in the form He gave it to you. So it is ready to be digested. It is ready to feed your mind. It is ready to feed your cells. It is ready to feed your very existence. Now, with that, it feeds your mind so you can think beyond the average and exist. And it builds up your physical structure such that you can stay healthy and you don't come down with the diseases of society. So your food consumption, as you can see, is the darkest one, is the most critical thing that you can take in this physiology. So if we, so then you have this other group, this other entity, that its goal is to make sure you don't get the proper nutrition, health to keep you, to sustain your life. But their job is to make sure that you stay sick, keep you sick, so your mind cannot think clearly. And you can only, so if, okay, so if your mind doesn't think clearly, then we can keep you on a plane or a level like the rocks. As the Bible says that the rocks, you know, rocks and the stones will cry out. So that you're not thinking, you're on, you know, you're sort of like dead or asleep or whatever you want. These phraseologies are always analogies that's always being used. Such that you cannot communicate to the universe, you cannot communicate to nature, you cannot communicate clearly to others without it being a destructive mode of communication or of being. And so that's what this other entity is about. So we have these two entities fighting for the control and monitoring of our body. So our bodies have a, is like a project, a system. Our body, our life, this planet is all a system. Now the question is, how does this system work? I'm in it. And so I need to figure out how it works. So if I figure out how it works, then I can live in harmony with it. Okay? So Yahweh, the Creator, the Force, the All, whatever name people want to give to the Creator, He put everything together so that it could work together. So that everything will work in harmony. So that's why He gives you food at His hands, that He gives it to you. And it's very interesting of how food is made. Most of us might think we have many levels. We have the adamant level. Now, depending on what you're reading, you can read this stuff if you have the right mindset. In Eastern religions, they all have it. Egyptian, Kemetic, hermeneutics, all have it. It's in the Bible. The ancients, let's put it that way, the ancients seen all of this and they wrote it down in their books. So depending on what society you're in, you'll get the information from the ancients. And now none of this, what I'm sharing, is new. None of this is new. This is all ancient knowledge. And if you read the ancient books and your head is on right and you can see through the fog, and some of it's written in, you know, terminology that you're not supposed to understand, or terminology that you can understand, provided you're on the right frequency. If you're not vibrating on the right frequency, then you cannot see it or hear it or understand it. So the universe is vibrating. Everything is in motion. Everything is dynamic. Nothing is static. Even down to the, you know, cup that we have, the wood that's sitting in, the house that we're in, the stone that's out there, the mountain, all of this stuff is living. It all has energy, even though we might think it doesn't. But nobody cares about what we think, because we think a lot of things. We've been induced into a thinking of certain form and a fashion by this other entity that we've been talking about, the two entities. So everything is in coordination. So when you look at nature, the Creator, He has laid down laws. And just this morning, I was just thinking, I was saying that, wait a minute, after every day of the creation, He says it is good. And when He gets to the sixth day, He says it's very good. And I said, okay, what is good? Oh, my goodness. I said, what is good? When He stuff He made, what's good? So light. In the beginning, He made light. And He said the light, let there be light. Now, well, went to the planetarium yesterday, the planetarium down in D.C. Tahuti, a friend of mine who wrote the introduction to my book, People of Color in the Bible, he was doing a presentation on black masonry in America from 18 to the 1800s. So when we left him, we went down to the museum. And looking at this museum, we saw a film. And the film was Dark Matter. And I was like, uh-oh, this is very interesting. So basically what it was saying was that when we look at the skies and the heavens at night, we see dark matter. I thought that was just space. I thought that was the universe. That's what we've been told. No, that's dark matter. Let me give you an example of matter. Okay, matter is, you know, that would compare to that. Let me explain it that way. Water. Okay, for water to exist, we have water, and you have fish in there, and they swim around and they communicate, and so that's their ether, some would call it. That's their The matter, the water, is the matter that they live in, okay? So that's one form of matter. Then you have the earth, which is a solid and doesn't move much. You know, the sand will move some, the rocks won't move much, and, you know, you have this solid, so that's at a lower vibration. So each one of these add vibrations or frequencies. Okay, it vibrates very low. It's a rock. It's a stone. It's a solid. Okay, then when you vibrate it at higher vibrations, next vibration, it turns into something that's more fluid. Okay, and then when you get to the last stage, it's air. So as an example, we can look at water. I always like to use the water. So H2O, if you cool it down and slow down the vibration of the molecules, you have a solid. And as long as it's at low vibration, cool, it's a solid. And you can hit it, it won't, you know, it's not going to turn to gas, it's not going to flow like water. So then once you put energy into it and you feed it energy, then it moves from that molecular state. It starts, the frequency of it or the molecule starts to vibrate faster, 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 until it turns into a what? Water, a liquid that we use. So we moved it from ice to a liquid, and what did you put in it? Aha, energy. Okay, so if we are, let's make this perfect analogy. If we are in this frozen state of low energy, and that's what happens when you get sick and you have disease. When you have disease, cancer, and all of those, your body has low voltage, okay, low energy. It drops. Your pH drops from alkaline to acidity. Your voltage drops from a donator of electrons to the body of a stealer. That's what moves from alkaline to acidity, because that's nothing but a logarithmic scale, directly, the logarithmic scale. Then you have the oxygen level is dropped, and now carbon dioxide is now is predominating through your veins and through your body. And so those are the three things that happen. Low voltage, little bit of oxygen, high carbon in your body, and very acid body. And so now your body is now stealing electrons and oxygen. And so it keeps going down and down and down until finally you get disease. And finally, we talked about before last week that you're given a certain amount of energy or force to live. So if you can see that it's stealing your electrons, it's only a matter of time before you die. Or you have no more electrons, just like the battery in your car. You're playing your battery and so forth. You're playing your music and you have your lights on and you stop. You're just sitting there. You don't even have your engine on. And it's only a matter of time that it'll die out and you'll find out there's no more juice in the battery. So the battery is dead. So that's what happens to us and that's how we die. So different components of the car starts going. The light's starting to dim. You know, just like you can't see anymore, and you're wondering, why do I have, these scars over my eyes? Why do I have these cataracts? Yeah, that's telling you, man. Hey, man, your eyes are dimming, man. You are just dying in voltage. Okay, and then you find out, okay, my radio, man, it's not working right. My CD, my phone, man, because the battery charge that's charging it is getting lower and lower and lower, so you're stealing more electrons from it, and you're not replenishing. So that's what's happening to it. So then it just dies. So that's the state that we're in, like ice. We're in that state of a very low vibration, low oxygen level, low. Until finally, all you got to do is hit that ice, boom, with something, and it cracks and falls apart. Okay, it's not fluid. It doesn't. You can hit it once, man. Hit it with a major thing, that it is over, and that's what happens to us. Then, as you put voltage in it, as you put electricity in it, as you put heat in it, as you start to heat it up, these electrons now you're putting in, and so now it's going to move from ice to water. It's going to be very fluent. It's going to be able to change things. It's going to be able. You can hit it all you want. It doesn't matter. It's going to just re-vibrate. It's just going to, just flow right through. And that's where we're supposed to be. That's where we're born. We're born at that state. We give it enough energy to be fluent that, you can do anything, What do you think? You can do anything. You do anything. Yeah. You can jump. You can hide. And when you get in that old state, in that cold state, you can't move. You're not doing anything. You'll have little energy. Now in this other energy, no, man, you got all the energy in the world, man. Enjoy life. So, that's where we are born, in that water state. You can compare it to water state of the amount of now electricity and oxygen that's in it. There's oxygen in the water, there's electricity in the water. It's doing well. Okay? That's where we are. So we can go either two ways. We can go now and get more electricity through the foods that we eat of what Yahweh's from Yahweh's hand. Given more of it, as we get more of it, then we can move into this other state, as you put boil water and put more energy into it, and it turns into a gas. And then that would be the third level. We call it spiritual level. So you got the physical, the mental, and the spiritual level. These are the three levels I'm comparing these to, ice, water, and steam. The gas state, the spiritual, final state that we're supposed to be. So depending on how much energy we take in depending on what type of foods we take in, depending on the oxygen level and the voltage that we're taking in through the food, we'll be at one of these three levels. Now, most people, like I said, are born in the water level, and they usually are going downward, you know, because they're eating the wrong foods, they're eating all the sad diets, so that, you know, food consumption. That's the main thing that's there. Physiology, how it's going to affect it, that's going to affect it. Or you can go spiritual, so then you can seek enlightenment, and then you move from that into a spiritual world, not a religious world. No, we're not talking about religion. We're not talking about religion. That's in this, you know, ice level. That's where that is. But, okay, so now, so you see the food consumption is connected to the physiology, but now, okay, so we just talked about depending on how much energy you put in your food, what type of food you're eating, how much energy, oxygen is in it, it's going to affect your physiology. Perfect. So now the question is, where are you getting this food from, this food production? So if you notice, the strongest thing going into the food that you consume is the food production. So we have two different types of food, like we said already, that you're consuming. You can consume man-made food, pharmakia, the sorcerer's food, or you can receive Yahweh's food, which is not sorcerer's food, which is not man-made, which is not GMO, which is not all of these different things, which is not non-organic, which is not any of these things. So right now we go into the store and we see the foods that are delivered to us. Most of them are GMO. Lots of them are non-organic. You know, so we consume. We have a choice. Okay, we're given a choice of all of this stuff, and then we have all of these things in these boxes and all of these containers and all these cans, which is clearly man-made, man tampered with, and all the rest of that stuff. Cooked it down to nothing and made it into this, that, and the other, and transformed it. And so all of those things, so you have these two choices. So what we're trying to do is trying to pick out the best of the foods that we have a choice of, which is all not the best, but we're trying to pick out the best out of what we can get. So that's where the food that you can get from Yahweh's hand, the freshest, and, you know, and all of that. So most people in the other worlds, what we call the uncivilized world or the developing world, whatever we want to call these places, they don't live in these boxes. They don't live off of these foods. They don't live off the Terminator seeds. They don't live off of that. But they're trying to get their Terminator seeds into these people and take over their stuff. But these people live longer, and you'll find out they don't have all the diseases we got. That's number one. We don't. So only by our sad diet, the standard American diet, do we get these diseases. And then we send the McDonald's and the fast foods all around the world, in the countries, and in Africa and India and China. Oh, man, we are now, you know, we are now famous, and we are now, you know, moved up a level. No, you just moved down a level. You just now eating the food that's going to kill you. You're in Babylon. Now you have accepted Babylonian ways of eating and drinking the delicacies of Babylon. So that's, you know, that's how they trick their minds into doing that. But this food, this category is the raw food, is the live food, as we talked about, the herbs and stuff that Yahweh has talked about. So that's the food consumption choices you have. Now, how was it produced? Like we said, if it's produced by the hand of Yahweh, you don't have to worry about it. It's cool. But if it's produced by man and his sorcerer's ways of evil, of trying to figure out how to get you to do that, you can be for sure it's going to kill you. Okay? Then from there, you see the social, psychological. Okay? That's going to the, from the food production. So they psychologically condition a society, and it's called social engineering, or, that's the word I guess I'll use for now. Social engineering, training our taste buds, changing our minds through TV, through influences and so forth, their marketing skills to a society. So if you look at the poorer neighborhoods, they all have fast foods. They're always feeding you blood and starch. That's it. McDonald's, all these places. That's all they do. and the TV, you know, they're putting up their sugar and this, that, and the other, you know, Fruit Loops with eat for breakfast, you know, sugar frosted flakes, you know, and they just go on and on. So psychologically, socially, they're conditioning our minds. Now, that's what's called induction. Now, we're going to read about that in this other write-up I sent you of induction. What is induction? Okay, as an engineer, you have electricity, okay? You send electricity through a wire, and if you wrap these wires around and then you put another set of wires next to it that's coiled, that's wrapped around, and you put them next to each other, the one that has electricity in it is going to induce its voltage and electricity onto the other coil or the other wire. And that's what's called induction, okay? So what they do is they put these coils, or they running electricity and all these other different things through you and telling you through the TV, telling you through the music, telling you through all these electrical devices that we're hearing and seeing, feeling, and all the rest of that. And then you go and you psychologically go get the stuff, or you think that's the stuff that you're supposed to eat. Then it feeds right into your what? Food consumption. So then that's how you're going to eat. They tell you what's good for you. They tell you that they give you the FAA, you know, whatever, FDA, Food and Drug Administration, you know, guidelines. And then you see what socially, so you'll have a food, like my mom. She lives in an area, South Carolina, St. George, where there's a food desert. So she tells me that she gets the fresh food. There's hardly any fresh food at the Piggly Wiggly and the other stores. And she got to go all the way, you know, half an hour, hour to Summertown or other place to get fresh food, really, really good fresh food. So then she lives in a food desert. And most communities have food deserts for the poor class or whatever you want to call these people. These are rural areas and so forth. Or they could solve that problem by growing the food themselves. They got land. Everybody got land out there. They're so lazy that people don't want to grow no food. People don't want to do nothing. These young people, they got. So that's, you know, that's what you can do to resolve that issue. So you can have your, you can reverse your food desert. So that's socially. So now individually, they feed you, like I said, through the TV and all the media. So it says individual psychology. So they give it to you individually. They give it to you as a community, and you can't say anything. What's the choice you have? Well, it's a food that I don't. There's only Piggly Wiggly around and these others. That's it. Okay, so that feeds it back into the food consumption, feeds into your psychology. Then if you notice on the other side of the individual, okay, the on the left side is society. Down is individual decisions. So you have this individual physical activity. How much activity are you getting physically? So if you're not getting the right amount of, you know, activity and you're eating the wrong foods, you're just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, because you got to run off this energy. You have to run off this oxygen. You have to have, and the more you exercise, what is your battery? Your battery is, that charges your battery. What is your charging battery? Is your muscles. Your muscles are recharging your battery. So the more you exercise, the more you'll understand that, hey, that you feel lighter, you feel better, and so forth. That's the oxygen getting to your brain. That's the that's the electricity coming from your muscles that is pumping you up. Okay, then you have physical activity environment. What environments do you have that you can operate in, depending on what society you're in? You know, some places you don't have a lot of good, you know, physical activity areas. Like when I grew up, only thing you had was basketball courts. They didn't have no tennis courts in the black neighborhoods in our neighborhoods. Now they do in certain areas, not all areas. Okay, you had a football field, that's it. And so we played football with Curtis and them. We played basketball. And, you know, we played, they had a little softball thing, so we played softball, baseball, that's it. So other people have rowing, they can do at these schools, at these Ivy League universities. They got badminton, they got a million different things that they could do. They got the ice hockey. This. So physical activity, do you have an environment for physical activity? No, it's very low. So then it feeds into how much activity you can do and feeds into your physiology. So this, as I see it, this is what I was given when I wanted to do my dissertation. This is what I wanted to do my dissertation on. They told me, Emmanuel, you're crazy. You can't do all of this. That's seven different areas. You can't be serious. Eight different areas. So they said, okay, you got to pick out one. So I picked out the physical activity environment. So that's, they said, yeah, that's good. You can do that. That's one. And that's what my dissertation was about. So my ultimate goal is, I'm tying all this stuff together. Forget all the people. So now my research for the rest of my life is to help explain this and get it to the place where people can understand this. Okay? That's my ultimate goal. That was my goal from a while ago. But, you know, what can I say? Okay, now, let's jump to the what I sent you today. The hermetic teachings of Tahuti. Tahuti and Hermes are the same person. So Hermes is the European name. The Greeks gave it. And Tahuti is the ancient African name. So it's really the Tahuti teachings of Tahuti, but whatever, the Hermetic teachings of Tahuti. Now, this thing talks specifically about the stuff that I just said. Let me tell you when this stuff was written. This stuff was written in maybe 3000 BC, okay? So this stuff is ancient. It's as ancient as you could get. So now, all societies had this. So everybody used to live off of all the universities and the schools in America and around the world back in the 1700s, 1800s, 1600s, they were all gearing toward what we call energy. And they were teaching what I'm teaching, what I'm saying about energy, voltage, and all of that stuff. But the AMA came in the 1900s, and they called everybody who taught this a quack. And they, the Rockefellers and the Carnegies came in, and they took over, and they brought in the drug industry. Because they were, you know, they were, what do you call, oil people. So these drugs and stuff, they can pump out of things out of oil and so forth and separate them. So they can use these chemicals, biochemicals, biochemical warfare, biochemicals in the food and so forth. And so they were the new sorcerers on the block. So they said if you taught the natural healings, then you are quack. That's how they rephrased to people who like that. So up until Nixon went to China, then he demanded that the NIH, the National Health Institute, accept acupuncture as part of our medical acceptance of teaching and healing. So that's what happened. And so energy is started coming back a little bit, not much, but that's what Dr. Sabi used to teach before he passed, or before they said they killed him, whatever. I really don't know what the final outcome was, but most likely, you know, they do people in like that. But that's okay. We're not caring about all that stuff. So what happened is that we want to go down to, it talks about the seven planes or seven levels of vibration or mentality. But we've been talking about that already. The vibration is nothing but the levels of energy, okay? Like you could be like ice, solid, okay, very low wavelength, wave thinking, and you get stuck in that. And so that's where majority of people are. And you die, and you die of cancer, and you die of these things because your body is breaking down. No voltage, no oxygen, acidity, and all the rest of that. Then we move to the fluid level, okay, which is what you were born in, okay, and the water level, you're moving about, and so forth. So this, they're going to explain some of this. I wanted us to go through some of this so that you can understand sort of what they're saying. And it has to be a little broken down if my go a little bit over your head, but that's why I'm here to break it down to stop it from going over your head. So I said it talked about inducing, okay? Now, induction, okay, let me get to my induction part. That's the part. Okay. Now, my understanding is if you're at this low level, you can also, okay, like say you're a metal, okay, iron. You can take iron and you can melt it down, okay? You can melt iron down, that's how you melt it down, put it up electricity in it, and then you can shape it and mold it into whatever you want. And then when it cools off, it cools back off to a what? To a solid again. It goes back to that same mental state. You just shape the people. You just shape the instrument. So then I realized the Bible talking about the that ye are as gold. You gold tried in a fire. And that's what we are. We're gold. We can be gold or metal or whatever we are. And we can be, you know, shaped. Okay? And he's told us that he will send us through the fire so that we can be shaped and brought into his molding. Or we can be shaped by this other entity we've been talking about and be shaped into their molding, okay? And so that's where I want us to look at. Now, some people believe that people can't control people's minds. I believe these people have this entity that figured out how to do that, how to control the minds of individuals. Okay. If we look, let's go to 2 hours and 22 minutes and 30 seconds into the writing. So if you see it, that's where we find out. It's on, okay, I don't have the pages numbered. 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 45 seconds. I need to put pages on this thing. Yeah, I should put pages on this thing so we make life easier for all of this.
Okay.
So, my fault. All right. Okay, so when I send you the next one, it'll be with pages. I just put page numbers on them. Okay, so we look at that one. It says, the mental states belong to innumerable cases, each case as which has its opposite pole, along with transmutation, is possible. So this transmutation is transforming people, transforming thoughts. Okay, so they give you an example. So this is really page 3 now that I have them numbered. Okay, love is positive to hate. So you have two different poles, okay? You have the North Pole and you have the South Pole, okay? And what happens is that one is positive and one is negative. So, but as they come together, as you get closer and closer together, they move from one to the other, and before you know it, you're in the middle. It's a little bit of both. So it's just saying the two opposites. So love is on one end, the positive end, and hate is on the negative end. Remember I talked about that vibration again? That's all it's talking about, the vibration of these elements. It's the same, the vibration of us. So what it's mentioning here is that you have love and hate that are on two opposite poles. Courage and fear, two opposite poles. Activity and non-activity, two opposite poles. Now, each one of these, you're vibrating at a certain level. So if you're vibrating at a level of love and capacity and mercy, like Yahweh, or as some would call it, the Creator, okay, the All, whatever phraseology people would like to use for it, no problem, okay? You have courage, okay, or you could be in fear, okay? A lot of people in fear. They don't know, well, I don't know what to do. Well, if I leave the church, what can I do? Oh, so what, I can't eat this stuff, so what am I supposed to eat? You know, they're just in fear. They have no courage. They don't stand up for nothing to try to go outside the realm of your mind. Now, the revolution will be televised. Revolution is when you change your mind and look at things from another perspective. So now, if a person can change their mind and look at things from not a fearful level, but courageous and go out, then that's where you got courage. You have activity and non-activity. We already talked about that. If you don't get no exercise, you're just in non-activity. That means you're on the negative side and you're about to die. and you're going to come down with this disease and that disease and that and all the rest of that. Because you're not having your battery. You're not having your battery charged. Activity is charging your battery. Okay? So there it is again, and et cetera. There's many applications you can make with this. And it will also be noticed that even to those unfamiliar with the principle of vibration, now a lot of people don't know the principle of vibration simply due to the fact that since I'm an engineer, that's what I do. So, yeah, I understand that in physics and so forth. But that's where we find ourselves. And so even if you don't know what vibration is, even if you don't understand the principle of vibration, even if you're not familiar with that, you can still see what I just said of the two polarities and how different things operate. You can still see how love and hate, fear and courage, you can still see all of those things. The positive pole seems to be of a higher degree, okay? And that's what I was saying. You're vibrating at a higher degree, like the gas of water, H2O, versus the negative level at a lesser vibration, which would be your ice, okay? Then the negative and readily dominates it. Okay, the tendency of nature is in the direction of the dominant activity of the positive pole. In addition to the changing of the positive poles of one's own mental state by the operation of the art of polarization, the phenomenon of mental influence and its manifold phases shows us that the principle may be extended so as to embrace the phenomenon of the influence of one's mind over another, of which so much has been written and talked and taught of latter years. So, okay, you said a lot of things in here. Let me try to explain it a little bit. Okay, so we can have on our mind, our mental state, that's what it's saying here, is in addition to the changing of the positive pole of one's mental mind, okay, so then you're vibrating on the level of love. You're vibrating on the level of activity. You're vibrating on the level of courage. Now, you only can be vibrating on those levels if you're doing those things, okay? So these are your high levels that we just compared in these three different areas, okay? You're operating at this particular, your mental is operating at this polarity. And that's what it says, the operation of the art of polarization. So this is an art. It's a study of science, polarization, okay? That's just a study of science, okay? And as we said, when the body is polarized, you can be acid or you can be alkaline. Yeah, I like this. This is good. You can be carbon dioxide full or oxygen full. You can be on negative voltage of donating electricity or electrons to the body and oxygen, or you could be stealing electrons and oxygen from the body and you become carbonated. Or you become acid and alkaline, or your pH starts to drop. Okay, is that sort of clear of what we're talking about here, the mental poles? Or the state of someone's mind, or what polarization is, thought of polarity, of how it not just is on a physical level. That's why I tried to make the water and help you see it on a physical level, but this also applies to the next level, the mental level. Remember I talked about the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. So now we talked about the physical world, and the Bible tells us that the things that are basically run and controlled by the things that are not seen. So these forces or these laws that exist that we can't see, but we can measure, and that they happen in the physical world, it's also happening in the mental world and the spiritual world. And so what I'm trying to do is take it from a physical world that we can understand it and then try to apply it to our mind. It's like the molecules are vibrating, your mind is vibrating, or you're on a particular wavelength or frequency. Okay, and that's what it's saying here, that this polarization, the phenomenon of mental influence and its manifold phases shows as that the principle may exist. So it's saying the same principle that we talk about in the physical name. Over enough. So that's called mind control. Or like I just said, as I made the mention, it's just marketing. Some people call it marketing. Some people call it, you know, what's going on over the airwaves. Some people say it's just, you know. And so I was thinking, why are we, you know, like 13% of the population, they say, but we're like 90% of the people in the jail. Okay, why was my generations of my ancestors alcoholics? Why? Because this is how they have been influencing our mind. Why is the KKK that used to be, that used to kill and lynch us, are now, we call them KKK, which means kids killing kin. Okay? And the kin is, instead of C-L-A-N, it's K-L-A-N. So this is what we have. But these are mental thoughts and influences that are given to us. And that's how they're saying, that's how they control the mind. That's where induction, you'll see induction in a second. Okay? And so it says the influence of one mind over another, of which so much has been written and taught the latter years. Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about psychology, about mind control. These things do exist. About marketing, they can tell you subliminal subduction, where they can put things inside of films and you see it, you know, 60 slides in 1 minute, okay, because one is every second and so forth. And so your eyes can't perceive it, but you are taking it in. So it says, when it is understood, the mental induction is possible. See, there it is. They are influencing our minds. That is, that mental states may be produced by induction by others. There we go. That's what they're doing. They're inducing on us these ideas and these thoughts, and we're reacting to it, and we're living by it. Then we can readily see how a certain rate of vibration or polarization of a certain mental state may be communicated by another. And his polarity, in this case, of mental state changed. So how did we go from a group of people who were slaves, who basically built this nation, was keeping everything going, and we wasn't diseased, only the master was diseased because he didn't exercise. He wasn't replenishing, and his wife, they didn't. They just was dying and eating a bunch of junk, you know, eating the standard American diet, you know, or meat and potatoes, starch and blood. So we wasn't. We were exercising, so we were getting the fresh air. We were getting the sunlight. We were getting the oxygen, everything that we needed, that's what we were doing outside. So they were helping us stay to keep up our genes and our pool. So when that, so under those conditions, we were superior. We did a lot of different things. And so the question is, how did that change? And as we got through the civil rights movement, we fought for the civil rights, we finally got civil rights and all the rest of that. How did we lose all that stuff? We wasn't on drugs. We wasn't on alcohol. We wasn't caught up in all that stuff. Some people were. Some people weren't. But the majority of us wasn't. But how did that change over in the 70s when we went to Vietnam and then when we came back, most of our people were on drugs and alcohol, liquor. But they were on liquor before. That's when they came back from Vietnam, they were on alcohol and coke and heroin and all of this crazy stuff. How did that happen? Well, my understanding is that the influence of sending our men over there and they getting hooked. So that's what they got hooked over there, because they were seeing a lot of people dying and all people killing and commanded to kill people and massacre. It's just insane that was going on. So to keep them a little clearer, they took drugs. So when they got back to the States, they induced that on us, on the rest of the population. So they said, yo, man, this is how I'm dealing with it, man. And so they came back with the drugs, this, that, the other. And so next thing, we know our community is flooded with drugs. And so that was one inducement of how it was induced on us. Okay, so that's our mental status and status of where we find ourselves today. So what do y'all think? That's my question. I think I'm about finished for right now, and I think I shared a whole lot of stuff for you to rethink. So let's hear y'all comments and words of wisdom.
Okay, well, I do appreciate the description and discussion on the figure, because as you went through each of the blocks, or you could say squares throughout that figure, it really started making more sense. My question at the beginning was, what's the difference between food consumption and food production? But when I was a little confused about confused production due to the fact that it was like, what are we, you know, our body doesn't produce food. But after explaining it, it made more sense on the food that's being produced and given to us in our intake and so forth. So, and then, of course, so I do appreciate that indeed. Probably look into that in more detail. And you said that the other figures probably have more information on that as well, correct? More of a deeper interpretation? Right? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Great. Well, I guess we lost them. I can't stop the recording, so he has to come back on. I guess his phone died. He was using Maggie's phone, but he probably wasn't charging it. So probably okay. Gonna happen.
Yeah, I dropped out by mistake. Sorry. Say that again. I dropped out by mistake.
I don't know what you heard. So.
Okay, just say it again.
I said a lot.
Okay.
I was talking about figure one, how it was basically going through its process. And, of course, you said the boulder squares had more of an impact and so forth. So that really did explain it better. And I was asking, did the figures that we didn't go over describe in more detail what was actually discussed?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so what I sent you was a document, is the original document that was done by 250 or 270 different experts from the entire planet, understanding from different disciplines to address and to put this chart together. But yeah, so when you look underneath it, it's a lot of detail, much more detail than I could give in a short briefing. But the load, it gives the essence of it. So yeah, and if you read the document gives you all the details and explains everything in from one level to the other. Yes, that gives you more of the info. That answer your question?
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
cool. There have always seemed to be trends, people that go to the military, for the most part. It seems like a trend now is smoking or drinking. But, yeah,
I mean, those are habits that people get when they, regardless, I guess, some habits, and they have all this, you know, they're working out, they're doing all this stuff, and then they have downtime, and that's what they do. But it becomes a habit even later on down the line. So, I mean, when we're at war and you have a lot of people going there and then everyone comes back, those habits don't go away. That's for sure. Whatever habits they pick up. No, I guess that's about it. Bye-bye.
Yanfei?
Yeah, I was like, no, very good information. Oh.
How'd you like the humanetics of Sahuti? Yeah, I know the last part was a little hard. Were y'all able to follow the last part, because when I started reading from that article.
It'll probably take a few more times to read through.
Okay, did y'all follow any of it, or was it more confusing? When I first read it, it was confusing, so I know how, you know, I know how it is for that. Were y'all able to understand it better when I explained it?
I'll probably go through it again or attempt to. Polarization. I mean, we've kind of talked about some of those things. So.
How about that induction? Induced
state of mind.
I mean, well, I'll go through it again.
Seems like it doesn't seem. I don't know. I mean, it's dealing with the mental state of mind, so.
Yeah, once we understand, see, the catch is we have to understand the physical laws and the physical universe that we live in. Once we understand that, then we can apply it to the mental state of where we are. And I think this society has figured that out. Babylon has figured that out, and they use these laws in harmony, and they call it sorcery. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Changing up the foods. Then you can move to the spiritual level of how you get it spiritually and all the rest of that. But anyway, right now we're just talking about the physical laws, understanding them, and then we're going to go to the mental and how they're using it to keep us in line. But I hope you was able to understand a little bit of it, because the physical is the key one. Once you understand what's in the physical, then you can understand what's going on in the mental, in the psychological, and all that stuff that we saw in that group. And I think all of us can witness to the fact that when we, you know, get overweight and we start gaining all this weight and all this stuff, we feel horrible and this, that, and the other, and we can't think clearly, and, you know, you just become like, you know, a drug. I mean, everybody can attest to that. Is that right?
Yeah, constipation, all that kind of stuff. Heartburn, all that stuff.
Yeah, disease. You're no longer at ease, are you? Yeah, dis-ease, that's what it's called, disease, dis-ease. You're no longer at ease. Yep, that's it. Well, I'm glad that you guys can appreciate it. That's cool. So that's what one guy told me. Okay, Emmanuel. Okay, now you understand this stuff. Now you're going to have to break it down to the people. You got to break it down, man, so we can all get it. And you have the background, the electrical background, to help us understand how voltage and all this stuff, you know, we're working on our bodies and then in our minds and then in our spirit. I said, man, I got to do that. Yeah, man, you can do it, Emmanuel. Get all that foolishness. You got substitute for the church, man. That's what the church will be doing. They can't do it. So that's what you're going to be. That's your mission in life now, bro. I said, okay. So who do you tell me? I said, oh, no problem, bro. So that might be my new calling, they call it. But this is tying everything together. Can you see how all this stuff ties together? It's like a big puzzle. Now, let me tell you one other thing. I told y'all about dark matter. We went and saw this at the museum down in D.C. on Independence. So basically what they were showing was, they were showing that the universe, if you look in the dark universe at night, you see these lights. They're called stars. Okay, these stars are nothing but energy sources. That's all they are. They're just energy sources all over the place. And behind each star is a whole universe like ours. They got planets going around it, this, that, and the other. It's every one of them is just like that. And so they were just saying that they're dropping. And so they're speeding up as time went on. And so basically what is happening, the universe is collapsing or moving closer together. I'm like, okay, interesting. So basically, when these things start moving, the stars are moving. If you look at it, it's like moving like a petri dish. You know, cells moving in a petri dish. It was just like that. That's how it looked to me. Then when they showed you the dark matter, they would show you some of the things that look like dark matter. It looked just like the nervous system. So in essence, the universe and everything out here, the all, Yahweh, the creator, we're inside of him. And so the same organs that we got in us, we should be able to see it out in the universe. And I'm like, wow, that is heavy. And I saw it. I was like, oh, man, this is crazy, man. Literally, the cells is the stars in heaven. The ether, the stuff that's in the dark matters, is like what we might call water or whatever we want to call it, but it works like the nervous system. And I'm like, wow. But unless I had that background to understand how all that works and how electricity, I wouldn't even be able to perceive it. Even if I saw it, I'd be, okay, what is that? I don't mean that. All that stuff is making perfect sense to me. And my goal now is to communicate it to my people. So hopefully I'll find some examples on the web that actually show what I saw. And hopefully I can email you the links and y'all can look at it and see if you see the same thing that I saw. So. All right. If there's no other issues or questions, we can have a word of prayer.
All right. Dear God, thank you for this discussion today. Bless us and continue to keep us as we go our separate ways and continue to study and dig deep into your word until we meet again. In your name I do pray, amen.
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 Okay, let me put an end to this recording here.